Unit 2.13. Literature. Exercise 3. Page 62. The Burning World. On the hall floor below the letterbox, he found a thick envelope of government notices. Ransom carried them into the lounge. He sat down in an armchair and stared through the patio doors at the dusty earth that had once been his lawn. Beyond the withered hedges, his neighbour's watchtower rose into the air, but the smoke from the fires veiled the view of the lake and river. He glanced at the notices. These described in order the end of the drought, the dangers of drinking seawater, and lastly, the correct procedure for reaching the coast. He stood up and wandered around the house. In the refrigerator, melted butter ran greasily off the edge of its tray and dripped onto the limp salad below. The smells of sour milk and bad meat made him close the door. An ample stock of canned food and cereal stood on the cupboard shelves, and a small reserve of water lay in the roof tank. But this was due less to good planning than to the fact that, like himself, Judith went out for most of her meals. There was a quiet tap on the kitchen door. Ransom went downstairs and found the owner of the green car.
"Come in,"
Ransom said. With a nod, the little man stepped into the kitchen. He walked about stiffly, as if unused to being inside a house.
"Are your family all right?"
Ransom asked.
"Just about. Who's that crazy man by the lake?"
"A local eccentric. Don't worry about him."
"He's the one who should be worrying,"
the little man answered.
"Anyone that crazy is going to be in trouble soon."
He waited patiently as Ransom filled a 10-litre can from the sink tap. There was no pressure, and the water dribbled in slowly. When Ransom handed him the can, he seemed to switch himself on, as if he hadn't believed the possibility of receiving the water until he had it in his hands.
"It's good of you, Doctor. Grady's the name, Matthew Grady. This'll keep the kids going until we get to the coast."
"Drink some yourself. You look as if you need it. It's only 100 miles to the coast."
Grady nodded.
"Maybe. But I figure the last couple of miles will be really hard going. Could take us a whole 2 days, maybe three. You can't drink seawater. Getting down onto the beach is only the start."
At the door, he added,
"Doctor, things are going to be rough soon, believe me. You pull out now, while you can."
Ransom smiled.
"I already have. Anyway, keep a place for me on the sand."
He watched Grady wrap the can in his coat and then walk away down the drive, his eyes moving quickly from left to right as he slipped between the cars. Tired by the empty house, Ransom went out into the drive, deciding to wait for Judith there. The fine ash settled slowly through the air from the unattended fires. He climbed into the car, dusting the seats and controls. He switched on the radio and listened to the news reports of the drought broadcast from the few radio stations still working. The worldwide drought, now in its 5th month, was the result of a series of regular droughts all over the globe during the previous decade. 10 years earlier, there was a critical food shortage when the seasonal rainfall expected in agricultural areas had failed to come. The crops failed, and one by one, countries as far apart as Canada and France, Kazakhstan and India, were turned into dust plains. The following months brought no more than a few inches of rain, and after 2 years, these farmlands were totally devastated. Once the people had moved elsewhere, these new deserts were abandoned for good.